98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Thunderstorms rumble across south central Kansas. We have the story.
Trump and Harris campaigns cross paths in Wisconsin. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Thunderstorms brought much-needed rain to south central Kansas and southeast part of the state last night, but not much. National Weather Service reports up to an inch of rain in the Wichita area. 60-mile-per-hour wind and half-dollar-sized hail reported in Cowley County. Tornado watches were issued for much of south-central Kansas last night, but no twisters were spotted. No reports of any major damage from the storms that moved east now into Missouri early today.
Former President Donald Trump addressing some of the names he and his supporters have been called as of late.
The former president said in response to President Biden calling his supporters garbage that you can't lead America if you don't love Americans. He mocked Democrats for saying that he will put them in jail.
That's what they've been trying to do to me for 3 years. They got the story mixed up.
It's what motivated this supporter who said he switched from unaffiliated to registered Republican.
How they tried to dismantle him and come up with all the Russia collusion and, you know, impeach him. I can't stand for a party that would do that.
He, along with other supporters with whom I spoke, said they do not believe the race is as close as polling indicates. In Rocky Mount, North Carolina, Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A high energy rally for the Harris campaign in a critical battleground state Wednesday.
A raucous crowd for Vice President Kamala Harris in Madison, Wisconsin, with a performance from Mumford and Sons and other stars. Then Harris trying to set herself apart from her Republican rival.
Unlike Donald Trump, I don't believe people who disagree with me are the enemy. He wants to put them in jail. I'll give them a seat at my table.
But she didn't mention garbage, which has become a hot-button word after a comic at a Trump rally called Puerto Rico an island of garbage, and the White House saying President Biden called that comic garbage. Instead, Harris talked about tax cuts for over 100 million people and increasing affordable housing. Jill Nadeau, Fox News.
An investigation underway into an alleged ethics violation. The Wichita Fire Union alleging that Mayor Lily Wu from Wichita has had a conversation with Fire Chief Tammy Snow, telling her to lay off 45 firefighters by the end of next year. The city's ethics office says the investigation could take several weeks before a decision is reached. Advice will be given to the board, and then the board will decide what, if any, action will be taken.
A 24-year-old woman has been arrested on suspicion of crashing a stolen van and killing 43-year-old Mandy Buckwalter of Hutchinson earlier this week. Suspect was released from a hospital Tuesday evening and now faces multiple charges that include first-degree murder, aggravated burglary, and two counts of aggravated battery on a law enforcement officer. The woman was one of two men who fled from a stolen vehicle near 35th Street North and Webb in Wichita. Formal charges are pending.
The date is now set for resentencing for the Menendez brothers.
A judge will decide on December 11th whether Eric and Lyle Menendez, who have spent nearly 35 years in prison for shooting their parents to death in 1989, will have a chance to be set free. Attorneys for the brothers never disputed they killed their parents, but had argued they acted in self-defense after years of emotional and sexual abuse by their father, Jose Menendez. Last week, Los Angeles County DA George Gascon said his office would recommend they be given a sentence of 50 years to life, which would make them immediately eligible for parole because they were under 26 at the time of the murders. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Yeah, we're about 15 minutes away from our Thursday morning feature, The Minute with Mitch, with play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll get a little 60-second preview of the Chiefs game on Monday night. Mitch in 15 minutes.
Man with the machete threatens two female protesters in Florida. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. The KNSS Morning News now, 8:07, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock. The Washington Post has lost at least a quarter million subscribers since announcing last Friday it would not endorse a candidate in the presidential race. That's according to a report in the newspaper itself. That represents 10% of the paper's digital subscriptions at a time the outlet, like most news organizations, is struggling to attract interest.
Police in Neptune Beach, Florida, have arrested 18-year-old Caleb James Williams for brandishing a machete at two female protesters at a polling place Tuesday. Neptune Beach Police Chief Michael Key says Williams was with a group of juveniles who decided to confront the protesters.
Mr. Williams decided to brandish that machete over his head at two female victims, ages 71 and 54 years of age, which were in fear at that point, had called the police, and we arrived less than 1 minute later.
Williams was charged with aggravated assault on a person 65 years of age or older and improper exhibition of a firearm or dangerous weapon. The victims were waving Harris Walls signs.
A University of Michigan student who is not a citizen is charged with early voting in the presidential election, but his vote will be counted.
Michigan law allows instant voter registration, and it also calls for votes to be counted after they are tabulated. The 19-year-old student, a Chinese national, is charged with perjury and voting illegally. The state attorney general says he was caught when he returned and asked to withdraw his vote. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
More girls are playing youth sports, and fewer boys are playing youth sports. That's according to an annual report.
The latest from the Aspen Institute's National State of Play shows that almost half of boys ages 6 to 17 participated regularly in sports in 2013. The number down to 41% last year. 34% of girls ages 6 to 12 and 38% of girls ages 13 to 17 participated in higher levels of sports last year, more than any other recent year dating back to at least 2012. Thoughts behind the decline in boys' sports participation include that some kids are getting priced out, edged out by competition, and while overall physical activity among the American youth received a D- from the Physical Activity Alliance. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Right now in traffic, we're hearing reports of a vehicle fire. This is on K-42, pretty close to I-235. Report there is it's a semi-truck, so you might see a slowdown in that area. Want to watch out for that. Again, that's on K-42 near I-235. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Storms have moved out, cooler air moving in. Partly cloudy to mostly sunny skies. After a colder start this morning, high of only 61 degrees, slightly below average. Winds are going to be a lot lighter too, only getting up to 5 to 15 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronald Williams.
Now a mostly cloudy sky, northwest wind to 10 miles per hour. 46 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita. Hatman Jack's new fall line of hats has arrived. See why people from around the nation make Hatman Jack's their destination. Open Tuesday through Saturday at the Clock Tower in Delano for the largest selection of Western hats, fedoras, and caps. See the experts at Hatman Jack's. Stephen Ted of the Morning, October 31st. Of course, Halloween. On this date in 1984, Indira Gandhi, India's prime minister for more than 15 years, was assassinated by two of her own security guards. That was in 1984. Halloween, and Ted and I have been talking about Halloween all morning and some things that we did when we were kids and so forth. I'm just going to ask you, Ted, if I have permission, should I tell the KFH ghost story?
You don't need my permission. I love hearing a ghost story.
You like a ghost story?
I love it.
Oh, okay. Do you think there are ghosts?
Well, yeah.
Do you think there are?
I know three people that have seen a ghost, so you're one of them.
Yeah, but that's kind of secondhand. Have you ever seen one though?
No, I've not. That's why I live through you.
All right, here we
you
go.
Have seen a ghost.
Here's the deal. Now, we in the 1980s, I was working for KFH Radio, and our radio station was in right there at Douglas and Emporia on the corner of what we called Carey House Square. The whole block was at red brick buildings, several buildings, and down on the other end, of course, was the Eaton Hotel. And on our end, we were in a three-story building. First two stories, the studios were on the first floor. Second floor was sales and all that stuff, business stuff. The third floor was storage. There was nothing up there, but I'd go up down in there with things like old records and things like that.
Yeah.
Just pictures of people who'd worked there.
Stuff that needed to be put somewhere.
Yeah, and they put it up there. But anyway, over the years, we've had understood that, had heard anyway, that the third floor was supposed to be haunted. Because at one point, that was a hotel. And the story was that on the third floor, a woman of ill repute was murdered.
Mm-hmm.
And that her ghost still haunted the third floor. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
So that's the setup. Now, you know, I'd get there early in the morning. It's like, this is like 4 o'clock in the morning. I'd be there, you know, getting my work together and things before going on the air. And anyway, I went upstairs to, I think, to use a copy machine or something. And at that time, the upstairs, the lights were all off. Maybe just down at the end, there was the exit sign, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm on the second floor here, and I'm walking along, and I'm getting my whatever. I'm taken back. And as I go up, there's a stairway going up to the third floor. And as I go past the stairway, I got something out of the corner of my eye. There was a person standing on the stairs. I thought, took another step. I thought, that's crazy. Nobody's supposed to be up here but me. And I turned around, and there was nobody there. That's all I can tell you. For just a brief second, I thought I saw somebody.
Mm.
So was it haunted? I don't know. But I've told the story. In fact, somebody, there was a woman who was writing a book about ghost stories of Kansas a few years
right.
ago. And she got, I got a mention in that.
Yeah, you've been in that. And I know some TV stations have done interviews with you about this over the years.
Yeah, Channel 12 did an interview, several years ago. Wanted to know that same story. So there you go. There's my ghost story.
I love it.
Okay. Here's one. This is not a ghost story, but to me it's interesting. And that is, and I was in ninth grade, okay? And at that time, it was a funny Halloween because at that time, the Zombies had come out with their big song, a couple of big songs. Remember the Zombies?
Of course.
And they were huge songs. Everybody loved them. So there was a place called the 4-H Building out there at Tyler and Central. Now it's the Schofield Pontiac lot out there, Schofield Honda lot out there. But in those days, the 4-H Building was kind of a venue.
Mm-hmm.
So they had a Halloween party for one year that the kids went to, and they had music and whatnot and dancing, and it was put on by radio station KWBB. And I just remember that we were hanging out, and you know, as teenagers do, and I just remember this guy comes walking through there in a Frankenstein outfit, okay? And he was a dead ringer. He had it. Guy was 6'10".
Whoa!
And I thought, I can never forget that guy. All right, so flash forward about 5 years, maybe six. I'm working at the first place I ever worked was KWBB, the same radio station sponsored that. And one of the friends I made over the years was the guy in the Frankenstein suit, Dick Schmidt, who we talked about a while ago because he passed away a few months ago and made good friends with him. It's amazing how things work out, but... yeah, there we were at the 4-H building, and the radio station where I was going to work, and the guy I was going to work with. So there you go.
You told him that story, that you encountered him.
When I got to know him, I told him the story. All right, it's Halloween, 8:16 now. Here with Steve and Ted, and we've got some sports to talk about this morning with Ted Woodward. Some big deals going on.
Right? Yeah, and of course, our Minute with Mitch is coming up in just a few minutes. We've got a 60-second preview of the Chiefs game on Monday night, so make sure you stick around for that at the end of sports. All right, let's see. We have, the World Series is finished up. The baseball season is over. Last night was Game 5 of the World Series in Yankee Stadium. Yankees-Dodgers. Yankees had to win to keep their season alive. Started out good. Yankees were up 5-0 midway through this game, but they blew it.
Los Angeles wrapped up the 8th championship in franchise history by downing the Yankees in New York. It's the Dodgers' first full-season title since 1988. L.A. did claim the 2020 Fall Classic, but that was during COVID, which meant there was no victory parade that year. The Dodgers bounced back in Game 5 after seeing their hopes of a series sweep end with an 11-4 loss on Tuesday. L.A. slugger Freddie Freeman set a Fall Classic record for home runs in consecutive World Series games. Freeman also set the Dodgers' franchise mark for RBIs in a single series. Bob Mortali, Fox News.
Final score of that game last night was 7-6. Dodgers over the Yankees. Dodgers win the World Series 4-1. By the way, the winning pitcher for the Dodgers last night coming out of the bullpen, Wichita native Blake Treinen. He worked 2 1/3 inning, scoreless work, 3 strikeouts. Longest stint for any Dodgers pitcher last night.
How about that?
Got the win.
Way to go.
Treinen, like we said, Wichita native. He went to Baker. He was the winning pitcher in game one, and then he was the winning pitcher last night in game five. So he was the winning pitcher in 2 of the 4 games for the Dodgers.
How about that?
Wow. Yeah. Guy born in Wichita.
Yeah.
All right, so the baseball season wraps up. How about the hockey season just getting underway? The Wichita Thunder with a big win on the road last night down in Texas beat the Allen Americans 5-4 in overtime. Ryan Finnegan with only 12 seconds left in the overtime got the game-winning goal. Nice. Hey, that's a 3-game winning streak now for the Wichita Thunder hockey team. High school boys soccer. We're into the regional championship games all over the state tonight. Winners of all these games go to state, make it to the state tournament. Among the smaller schools, you've got Rose Hill at 15-1, hosting Winfield this evening. You've got Wichita Trinity with 13 wins, hosting McPherson tonight. Out at Stryker on the northeast side of town here in Wichita this evening, you've got Wichita Classical School hosting Augusta. And you've got Berean Academy this afternoon with 10 wins, hosting Independence, another 10-win team. Good matchup there. The winners of all these games will be heading to state championship games in boys soccer. By the way, in 6A, got a couple undefeated teams going. Undefeated Dodge City is hosting Wichita North this evening, and undefeated Wichita Southeast hosting City League rival East. Once again, all those winners will go to the state tournament in boys soccer. Basketball action. We had exhibition play last night right here in town at Coke Arena. Wichita State women beat Northeastern State 81-46. Senior transfer from Wichita Heights High School, Taylor Jamison. 4 3-pointers for the Shocks for 16 points. As the Shocker ladies forced 31 turnovers on defense. Shocker women beat Northeastern State 81-46 in exhibition play. Up in Manhattan, we had an exhibition game for the women. 13th-ranked Kansas State over Washburn, 89-36. Sophomore from Wichita, Zianna Walker for K-State. Had 11 points, 5 assists, and 5 rebounds. 3,400 at the game last night in Manhattan in exhibition play. The women's soccer, Kansas wins again. KU beating Arizona State 2-1 in the opening round of the Big 12 Conference Tournament in Kansas City, Missouri. It's 5 wins in a row now for the Jayhawks in women's soccer as they advance into the quarterfinals of the Big 12 Tournament Saturday night in Kansas City. And we got Thursday night football tonight to get things going in the NFL. It is see if you can figure this one out. You got the Houston Texans on the road at the New York Jets. The Texans are one of the top 4 teams in the NFL. They're 6-2. The Jets are on a 5-game losing streak. They're one of the bottom 3 teams in the NFL. Who's the favorite tonight?
The Jets.
According to Vegas, the Jets are a 2-point favorite for some reason.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Go figure that out. Vegas obviously knows something that we don't.
Yeah.
So let's see what's going on there. Jets and the Texans tonight. Listen live on 6:30 tonight. Coverage begins over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. All right. That's Sports with Steve and Ted.
8:21 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean looks at the polls. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
Nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. Ted Woodward, 8:30 on this Thursday morning. Halloween, 46 degrees. More than 250,000 people in Kansas have already cast their vote ahead of Tuesday's general election. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly cast her vote Wednesday. Including mail-in ballots, 340,000 have already voted in Kansas. A Virginia man charged with trying to vote twice last year is acquitted.
67-year-old Richardson Carter Bell Jr. claimed he voted twice to test the system for voter fraud, and a jury in Falls Church bought it, finding Bell not guilty of attempting to vote more than once in the same election. Bell admitted to voting early and then showing up at his polling place on election day. A poll worker entered Bell's name into the system, where it was revealed his ballot had already been processed. He's known as a big supporter of former President Trump, who claimed massive fraud in the 2020 election, but no evidence was found to back up those claims. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Over a million chickens in Iowa have been destroyed, and it had nothing to do with bird flu.
Pure Prairie Poultry Incorporated declared bankruptcy last month. But what to do about the 1.3 million chickens the poultry producer still had? The Iowa Department of Agriculture stepped in to take over care of the birds, hoping it could find a buyer for them. It couldn't. The agency said it considered donating the chickens to help low-income Iowans. But with nowhere to send them and increasing feed costs, a court allowed the department to begin what they call the depopulation of the birds. The state ag department says the chickens were put down humanely and then turned into compost. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Two Marine Corps KC-130F aerial refueling aircraft are said to be haunted by Marines who worked and flew on them.
The aircraft was introduced in 1962 to handle air-to-air refueling of fixed-wing aircraft and helicopters. They were also used to transport troops and cargo. During Vietnam, two of them with tail numbers 149-800 and 149-808 were used to transport many thousands of those killed and wounded soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines stateside. The nose number of 800 and 808 were then given the nicknames of Boo and Bob. There have been many stories over the years of people feeling uneasy or feeling watched while working on those two aircraft. According to a former mechanic, many Marines in the maintenance department would not work on those planes by themselves. Some reported seeing shapes and shadows come and go, including a profile in the pilot's seat as they were securing the aircraft. Another reported seeing someone dressed in old fatigues sitting in the parachute seat, looking out the side window. When he looked again, the figure was gone. Boo is currently being used as a trainer at Marine Corps Air Station Cherry Point, North Carolina. Bob is currently at the 309th Aerospace Maintenance and Regeneration Group, often called the Boneyard, near Tucson, Arizona. This salute to service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Stephen, 10 in the morning, KNSS, 850 down here on this Halloween. Big things. Los Angeles Dodgers win the World Series with a 7-6 come-from-behind victory over the Yankees in Game 5. Ethics investigation launched against Wichita Mayor Lily Wu for alleged comments to the fire chief. Thunderstorms bring much-needed rain to south-central Kansas, less than an inch in most places. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Those traffic volumes pretty thin right now. You can see that on the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras. Actually, things looking pretty good. Little spots here and there. Still some slow or heavy moving traffic. 31st Street South and K-15. Things may be a little slow there right now at the moment. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and cooler today with a high of 60 degrees. Yesterday's high in Wichita was 79. Clear tonight, the overnight low 42. Friday, sunny with a high of 68 degrees. Make note of that if you have trick-or-treaters going out this evening. It's going to be kind of cool out there. Now mostly cloudy. Northwest wind at 10 miles per hour. 46 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. On the stock market this morning, the NASDAQ is down 342 points. The S&P trading down 65 points, and the Dow is down by around 256 points.
And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. Textron Aviation announcing a new leader of its defense segment following the recent death of President and CEO Brett Pearson. Yesterday, the company said industry veteran Travis Tyler is going to assume the role. That also includes the title of Senior Vice President of Defense and Special Missions. That's all effective as of November 4th. An online obituary for Pearson noting that he passed away on August 18th at the age of 58. Pearson, a former naval aviator and test pilot, led Textron Aviation Defense since 2022.
In recent years, there hasn't been much in the way of a new Class A office construction that isn't owner-occupied in Wichita, but a new local development group sees an opportunity in just that area. Zero Point Development LLC recently broke ground on a 7,700-square-foot Class A office building on the northwest corner of Central and Webb Road in East Wichita. The building, shell, and common areas are expected to be wrapped up by March, with interior spaces available to be built to suit for a single tenant or multiple tenants.
Workers at a Wichita plant for Dold Foods, a subsidiary of publicly traded food processing company Hormel, looking for to form a union. A petition was filed yesterday to unionize 550 employees at Dold with the National Labor Relations Board by the United Food and Commercial Workers District Union, Local 2. That's an affiliate of United Foods and Commercial Workers. The filing said union members will include all production, maintenance, quality control, and shipping employees. Meanwhile, managers, supervisors, office clerks, and confidential employees will not be part of the union. The petition means that workers are going to vote in a secret ballot election within the next month or two to decide whether or not to form a union. That's local business news from the Wichita Business Journal.
And we talked about, you heard the on Fox, they were talking about the death of Harry Houdini on Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the great escape artist who, he fascinated audiences everywhere. They would submerge him upside down in a water tank and,
you know, handcuffed
and bound together, and somehow he would get out. Of course, he had some great tricks that he knew how to do. And there's a story is, I'm not sure if it's true, but I checked it out. I mean, it's told by the Savoy Grill in Kansas City, downtown Kansas City. You've been there with me, and it's an old place. Teddy Roosevelt used to go there. It was his favorite restaurant in Kansas City. At any rate, there is a place in the back there where there is a phone booth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's back of the eating area. The story is that Houdini was in dining there one night. And when I was in there making a phone call, somebody closed that and locked it. And he couldn't get out. And somebody called the Kansas City Star. The next thing you know, they finally got him out of there. But Harry was not pleased.
I'm sure he was not.
That's the story. I don't know if it's true, but it makes a good story. Anyway, Halloween's here, folks. And, be careful tonight if you get out and about, of course. You got to watch out for those kids that are out there. They're not going to watch out for you very well, so let's be careful.
Yeah, please be safe. We don't want you as part of our newscast tomorrow morning.
And tomorrow morning, we'll be back in here with Steve and Ted on a Friday morning, Ted. And we're going to have a great time. Mitch Holtz will be with us tomorrow.
New month tomorrow.
Yeah, new month. Glenn Beck program coming up here. Trump, Biden, and garbage talk. That's what they're going to be talking about on Glenn Beck. Top of the hour news this morning. Thunderstorms bring much-needed rain to South Central Kansas. You missed any of today's show or just want to listen again, go to the Odyssey app. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, the Dana Lash Show, the news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330, KNSS Wichita. Happy Halloween.
Yeah.